It's been a dream to kind of get to three figures, and I hope that I don't have the opportunity in second innings, but I may well do. And it's again, it's, you know, we've just got nipped ourselves ahead in the game, and it's now a case of making sure that we can kind of capitalise. Probably didn't tonight, but capitalise in the morning.
Yeah, you've probably got the one more innings to play in this match, This is just about going to be your last appearance at Lord's, isn't
it? Yeah, of course, yeah. So, and I'm really happy with is that you kind of come into games and it's a real contest. So it's actually, you take away all that kind of emotion, you've got to go and do a job. And it was nice today to kind of do a job for the team. And, you know, I thought two young guys, you know, carry a lot of the future for Sussex. Lou Wells and Matt Machen played beautifully, but set us up in a good position. And fair play to Middlesex, they fought back and they bowled well. And, you know, the wickets maybe did a little bit more after lunch, after the heavy roller kind of worn out. And, you know, and they bowled well. And, well, as I say, we've got a 65 run lead. Obviously, we'd love to have got a couple of wickets tonight. But, we'll come back tomorrow morning and keep, hopefully, you know, push on.
When you batted, you went in ahead of Luke Wright. Was that to keep the left hand right handed combination going?
I got told it was batting five, so I don't know. It wasn't that kind of thing. It wasn't told before the game. So, yeah, I know. Me and Luke spoke about it, but I think he's obviously had a fine season. A lot of time I think he's done it at six, so keep him there. So.
Superb innings by you. As you say, you've been out of the runs for a lot of the time this year. You grafted for more than 3 hours there, putting on a lot of runs. They were important runs for Sussex.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a real stop-start season this year for Fordick with injury and, as you say, a little bit of loss of form. I think it's only my fifth championship game this year. So, nice to come in. Obviously, you know, everyone knows that I'm retiring, but nice to come in and contribute. I don't want to feel that I'm just, you know, being carried for the last few games. I want to kind of contribute and help us, you know, to stay up.
As you look out over Lords, you'll think back to 2006 and the C&G final, where you made a big innings, which was important because obviously Sussex had to get runs on the board to eventually beat Lancashire.
Yeah, that was obviously one of the highlights of my career playing here, and it was pretty much a full house, and, you know, half Sussex, half Lancashire. And, you know, I like to say it there, I remember kind of James Curtley getting that last wicket and jumping on him, and, you know, that
he got everything LBW, didn't he?
Yeah, everything five LBW. So, but yeah, that was special days, and it's always nice to, it's so special to play at this place because
this is a wonderful ground, isn't it?
Well, it's the best in the world, isn't it? And you kind of get the opportunity to play here. I think I remember the first time we came here, I think we played a 4-day game against Middlesex in 2001. I remember playing here and was in awe of the place, and I think 16 years on, you always are. So,
how do you think this match is set up? Middlesex have wiped out about 40 of the 66 they were behind. Going into still 2 days to go.
Yeah, I think it's obviously, you know, kind of tired pitch. It's just a case of when you get those spells where teams aren't scoring, I think when they stop scoring in the first innings, we start to take, you know, wickets. And vice versa, to be fair, when we couldn't score fluently, then that's when they started to take wickets. So I think it's a kind of quite a turgid type of pitch where, you know, sometimes you feel it feels great and you're in and things like that, and then all of a sudden you have a spell of 45 minutes where you can't score and the pressure's right on you. Mm.
I've always found it rather curious that you do all this bowling in one day cricket. You hardly ever bowl in the Championship. Surely your last match at Lord's, you're going to get a bowl here, aren't you?
It's not a charity game, John.
No,
no, look, I changed obviously from bowling seam to spin, and all the work I always ever bowled was in one day cricket or a white ball. So I've never really, I think, you know, when you bowl properly in 4 day cricket, you've got to have a mentality and, you know, bowl the overs, which I've never done that, so I haven't really got a kind of mentality to bowl
left,
4 day cricket.
A red ball and a white ball, they are different then,
they're different to grip, and also it's a mentality thing, I think, you know. You look at bowlers who bowl with when they bowl a red ball, they have a mentality to get wickets. Mm-hmm. Where maybe with a white ball, when I'm bowling, a mentality to just try and stop them scoring. So, and that's not as effective, obviously, in red ball cricket. But we've got, you know, two good spinners. Luke Wells has come on tremendously this year, and Ashley Ayidi always picks up wickets. So, you know, I think, you know, we're comfortable there, John. Don't think we need me to bowl. If we do, we're in trouble. So,
there is the 2020. Quarter final at Hove against Northampton. Big match. You might even lift that trophy this year. But the other battle, of course, is to stay up in the Championship. And you've got a real fight on your hands, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We have got a fight on our hands. But I think again, I think my fifth game of the season. But, you know, I've been around it and things like that. And it's been tough because we've had so many injuries to our bowlers. And you know, yes, that is an excuse and things like that, but, you know, I think looking at the start of the season, we had a bowling attack and a bowling group who, you know, eight names on it, and, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, at some points we've only had three bowlers who could actually bowl, you know, and the rest of them were unfit. So I think it's been tough for that reason. I have sympathy for the lads, but I think everyone's in there, everyone knows they're in a fight, and, you know, obviously desperate to stay up. And, you know, I think I said before, if we can stay up with the quality of bowlers we've got and maybe, you know, a couple of additions, then there's no reason why we won't be challenged for the championship next year. It's just important we're in the right division.